Morning, you're on Sin with the graveyard sinning. Oh no, it's
been 4 hours sinning. And you still can't get the name right.
Midnight Sinning with Brendan, Colin, and Al.
That's correct.
It's 15 past. No, it's what time?
Quarter past five.
Quarter past five. So if you got to wake up, wake up now, right now.
ABC Kids is a regular segment on ABC, as the name would suggest.
Roller coaster. That's
oh, yeah, with that guy who wears glasses.
He's pretty happy.
Yeah, you need to be to work on ABC Kids.
Yeah, but he's weird. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Anyway, there were shows like,
Trapdoor?
Oh, good. The mid... Oh, it's the scary one. Scary... No.
Freaky Tales?
Yes, yes. That wasn't really that freaky.
Yeah, no, not particularly.
My personal favourite were the more sort of teenage sort of... shows like, for example, Blue Water High.
How far back are we talking?
Oh, this is recent.
Blue Water High.
That's a bit of a worry, isn't it? 19, 20-year-old watching.
Yeah, no. That's what they're targeting.
I get
the 20-year-old market.
I get my advice from,
how to deal with relationships.
Yeah, deal with relationships.
And then there's one time she got a job, but then she couldn't handle her job and the surfing school.
Very similar to what I had.
Yeah, struggling with your job and surfing school. Yeah. Your surfing was suffering for a bit there, but...
Yeah, well, you know.
You just cut back on the hours of your job and it was all good.
Pretty much, and it worked out for me very well. Degrassi, also very good.
With their singing and stuff. And they definitely talked about issues.
Degrassi doesn't sing.
At the start.
No, they'd like to.
Yeah, they...
Not every day.
It's like the Saddle Club, they sang.
What happened to
them? At the start and end.
Yeah.
What happened to them, Saddle Club? They're still on.
Oh.
I know that Victoria was she goes to Melbourne Uni.
Who's Victoria?
Oh, really?
Who's Victoria?
At one of the colleges.
The annoying one, I think.
The blonde one that's kind of a bit mean, but they sort of like
Veronica,
it, but they don't.
Veronica.
Is it Veronica?
Yeah, Veronica.
What'd you call?
What did I say?
Victoria.
Oh, what starts with a V? Sorry.
She was on an ABC documentary. She's actually doing medicine like that.
Oh yeah, she was on the sciencey thing.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The Olympiad thing. That's right.
Yeah.
A bit of a brainiac. Who would have thought? Fact, not fiction.
If she's listening.
Send us a text.
Pretty long shot, actually.
Yeah.
She'll probably stop doing that because it's not going to happen. Also, other popular ABC kids shows.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Ooh, very good. Rugrats.
Rugrats. Although it kind of went downhill towards the end.
Yeah, when they made movies and stuff.
And that's some little brother and then the black girl instead of...
Yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't good. When you just want the original... The original five.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey Arnold, yes.
Football head.
I think I had a crush on one of the
That's good. Thanks, mate.
Helga? Who had a crush on Arnold?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking...
Heart Attack?
No! No. Girl that I really had a crush on. Alex Mack.
Oh, yeah.
That was only on cable, I believe.
No.
Oh,
it was
ABC.
It was everywhere.
It was on ABC. Just because it was Nickelodeon, doesn't mean you can't get on.
And she could... You liked how she could turn into a puddle. Is that what you look for in a woman? Ability to transform into puddle.
If anybody out there...
With an ability to transform into a puddle.
You can send
don't SMS in, just come towards the studios via puddle.
Yeah, she could go under doors.
Yeah.
And into the crevices and little sneak places.
Every nook and cranny.
Yeah, pretty much. Wouldn't that turn you on?
Huh?
Oh, God.
Fine, God.
Pornography or art?
Moving along. Alex Mack, if you're out there. I think she's
married.
She starred in one of Not Another Teen Movie or something.
So she was in Theatre from the Sun. I remember that was ages ago and she was pretty old then, so I think she's probably a mother now, mate. Probably in the mid-30s now.
She was dateable when I was in grade 6.
Yeah, you probably showed reruns in that, mate.
I hope not.
She's pretty old. I reckon she'd be 30 plus.
No way!
Yeah. I'll Google.
If anybody knows, settle a bet with us. If anybody can Google or Wikipedia the age of Alex Mack, Colin's saying she's
30-ish.
30 or above?
30, yeah, I'd say 28 plus.
All right, Colin is saying 28 or above, I'm saying under 28. All right, can somebody confirm that for us? If I'm right, you give me,
the rest of my money from...
No, you give me, I want that, the blue one.
Oh, property. Oh,
Euston Road.
Euston Road, you give me Euston Road. If otherwise, I'll give you the angel.
No, how about you just give me all the money?
No, Colin. That's not how you play Monopoly. God, you really have no understanding of this game at all, do you?
I'll give you all my money for any one of your properties.
Yeah. sorry, I was just like, what?
I will give you all my money.
He said yes.
I will give you all my money for one of your properties.
All of it.
What property would you like?
Any. Any like, you get to choose.
Is that Waterworks?
Okay.
Oh, it's done. Give me your money.
Al only has $10.
Yes. Winner. Winner.
Oh, you do realize that you just sold.
What?
You got like $20.
Al has no money. He mortgaged everything. Oh my God.
See, anyway, this is why I don't know how to play properly.
Colin's only ever played the junior version, and he's not quite ready for the adult version, as he
No, too young and
he's being swindled.
got done by...
By a ringer! Oh,
selling Waterworks for $18. Not a good move, Monopoly players.
Mm.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
ABC Kids, pretty good. In conclusion.
Well, hold on. What was there anything else? No, nothing.
There was nothing bad on ABC Kids.
Oh, Art Attack. Yeah, I didn't play it.
The Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers, yeah.
I recorded an episode of Art Attack and got my friends over to come around and it was a folder. Mm. You took one of those manila folders that you could take apart. We took it apart, stuck pictures of, I think we were going to make it a cookbook folder. So we stuck pictures of food on it. Made it a little collage sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Put it back together, stapled it back together. Still there. Mum uses it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fact. Art Attack, thank you very much. Birthday present.
That's lovely.
Hmm.
Thanks for humouring me.
What a lovely idea. Did you give it to her for Mother's Day?
No, I think...
My mum often got poorly made crafts for Mother's Day.
Yeah, no, mine were very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're a bit awesome as a kid. Okay.
Yeah, I excelled.
Understandable.
Anyway.
With your Asian fingers, you can...
I can do magic.
Manipulate, yeah.
I can fix tricks. I could fix... story for listeners at home. If you have a broken pencil case, I can fix it for you. Mm. If the zips come off, I can fix it. Ow.
Do you just snip it off?
No.
He says he's nimble Asian fingers.
Mm.
Oh.
See?
My clumsy white fingers. No good.
No.
Yeah.
My fingers? Beautiful.
Oh, since we're talking about TV, I thought I'd bring this up.
Evolution.
I haven't talked to you guys about it in a while. Agents on TV.
Asians on TV? Mm. We're not on TV.
I know, I was saying
Nomad?
Just recently, yeah. What?
If you watch Gladiators...
I don't think Nomad's Asian.
I'm pretty sure.
What is he then?
I don't know.
You didn't even watch the show, Colin.
I don't think Nomad's Asian. I think Nomad... Well,
you know who Nomad is?
I know who he is. He's the guy who looks like Costa Zoo.
Yeah. What, you reckon he's like European?
No, I could be Russian. That's not Asian. European. That's European.
Anyway.
Maybe.
Just let you know, yeah, this recently there's been an influx of, because we were talking about this and how my argument was, well, it's a few shows ago, I was arguing that the only time you can see an Asian on Australian TV is on border security, and that's every week.
What about Cornetto guy? No boring bits! He's a good representation of your people.
That's great. My people!
Yeah, your people.
My people, what? My people!
Your peeps. Isn't that what you call them?
Peeps. In the crib.
Isn't that what we call them, I mean?
My people! No.
No boring bits.
Ando?
When was the last time you saw him on TV?
Thank God you're here.
Yeah, when was the last
time? Oh, I saw him Ready, Steady, Cook with George.
Was he a capsicum or a tomato? Tomatoes. Go capsicums.
No, he was a tomato, you racist pig.
But no, recently in Big Brother there was Nobby. It was on Big Brother. So it was good, represented Asian.
People didn't like Nobby, I don't think.
Because, well...
Because they're racist, that's why.
That's why. Mm. That is 100% why.
Peter Bell?
Yeah.
just quit because Nobby left. Well, he's gone now. I might as well spend my career.
And recently on Home and Away, a new actor, a Malaysian guy, something Rodriguez.
That doesn't sound very Malaysian at all.
What are you talking about? It could be Eurasian Rodriguez. Malaysian. Rodriguez. Riva!
Okay.
So, yeah, just a little bit of...
Would we like to go to a song soon, perhaps?
Maybe we should go on TV.
I just got to press some buttons and hopefully we'll find a song.
Okay.
All right, I think.
Also,
let's back announce it so that we won't be lying.
Okay, I'm going to take a punt here.
Oh.
I'm going to take a punt. I think this is Cassandra by the Galvatrons. The Galvatrons.
Galvatrons.
So I'm going to press this button now. I'm going to press this button now.
I'm going to talk over the
music.
And
we're going to see what happens.
Talking over the music is fun.
Am I right? Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Oh, lovely.
Maybe.
You're listening to Sin. Good morning. Finger and Sin. We Earth the Midnight.
With a very enthusiastic Colin.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
we have something to talk about, Colin.
I'm just trying to find...
Colin's depressed.
Would you like to tell this the people a story?
Well, I will, but this is obviously unscripted. It's midnight sinning, even though it's almost dawn.
I don't think any radio is... maybe some.
Yeah, most are. I'm pretty sure Hamish and
radio serials.
Anyway, I've got a query.
Continue.
People don't want to sit next to me on trains.
It's a good thing.
No, it's like I'm sitting in the sixth area by myself here. I'm sitting right there, and yeah, just enough for five people to sit. And no one wants to sit near me.
Sitting on the edge.
Like, not on the edge. I mean, the right and the inside. You know, like, going connects on the right, sitting right at the edge next to the window. No one sits next to me. Doesn't. And
maybe they're being polite.
And only sit there.
What kind of trains do you catch where there's that much room?
Waverley, 9:30 onwards.
Really?
Yeah, no one sits there. Until I get to Homestead when the international fobs come out and they sit next to me. International students, fobs, fresh off the boat. And they come on.
Oh, is that what it stands?
Yeah, but it doesn't stand up for Fall Out Boy, mate.
Oh, I had no idea.
It came from
Fall Out Boy. You know. Yep. So, yeah, no one wants to sit next to me until the Indians and the Indian international students and the Chinese international students sit next to me at home school station. And it's, even at that, sometimes they don't want to sit next to me. Now, that's a bit worrying.
Okay, we can fix this.
Does I smell or what? Do I get
that? No, we can fix
this. I'm going to stab you kind of vibe or...
Would you like people to sit next to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like to make new friends.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh, do you try to talk to people on the train?
No, I don't try. I don't. Does I sit there and listen to my music and just let me? But yeah. Wouldn't mind the company.
But you wouldn't mind someone. Okay. So people out there.
Maybe it's...
Colin is a... How tall are you?
Around 6 foot. 6 foot?
Just around 6 foot?
Just under.
You're just under 6 foot. He's of Asian complexion. Wears thick black glasses on most occasions. Has far too much product in his hair. Likes wearing black shirts and probably jeans.
What black shirts?
More often than off.
Of course, I don't have anything else but jeans. But yeah, I wear jeans. You're pretty much describing anyone.
Jeans. Yep. Yep, that's Colin. Yeah. So if you see him on a train, sit next to him.
Or say hi, Colin.
Or say hi.
Have a good pipe.
Hey, Colin, your radio show was great. Particularly like that Brendan guy.
What a dude.
Also, just give Colin a hug.
Colin needs a hug.
Colin needs a hug.
Colin, yeah.
Multiple hugs.
5 a.m. Colin needs a hug.
We all need hugs. We all need bed.
You need bed. I've got to drive you guys back as well. Lovely. So if you are in the Waverley line, send us a text. You live on, send us a text.
If you're taking the train at the moment and you're listening to Sin.
If you're the breakfast crew that's going to come in very soon and you'd like to leave a message and we can advertise for you in the remaining 15 minutes, send us a text. You know the number. You'd be stupid not to.
Well, or you could save that 25 cents.
No, it's spending on what? 25 cents? What can you spend?
Invest in
that?
Those shares that I was talking about
bubblegum?
Before.
Bubblegum?
Bubblegum? Well, invest. Bubblegum.
No, don't invest. Invest in now.
Invest in now. That's great. Where'd you pull that from?
Don't know.
An ad? From an ad?
An ad for bubblegum.
All right.
They've got to me.
There should be more ads for bubblegum.
Oh, indeed. I can see this stuff is going so weird.
We're full of ideas.
Oh, that's true.
Wait. Before you do go to song.
Uh-huh.
Quick fact.
Yep.
Maggi noodles, now baked, not fried.
Fact of the day.
Hey,
Colin, you always have a song that comes straight after.
I know. Right, sure.
Let me give you another fact. Also, are you ready? Wait, tell me when you're ready. Wait.
I am ready!
Second fact of the day, more shocking than baked, not fried. Maggi noodles packs now come with a free sachet of dried vegetables. Fact two.
Lovely. Yeah. All right, this is our last song before we wrap things up. Now I still remember the song.
The idea was I say the fact and then you go straight to the song for dramatic effect.
Well, look, this...
We need a new fact!
All right. Amazing. Greater than Dragon Ball Z.
All right, go! Sin, good morning. It's Saturday morning. It's 6:04. We're about to get out of here.
Sure are.
Damn straight.
Hope you enjoyed your Friday night if you're on
Friday
your way home.
Morning.
If you're getting up this early on a Saturday
or
morning.
Or having a month at the moment.
Yeah.
Probably you're having a month at the moment, having too much to drink the night before.
Maybe. Or possibly not.
Yeah.
Possibly not. Or you just sit, I'll allow you to listen to us all night long.
All night long.
Thanks to those people who have stayed and listened to us all night.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Thanks. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Before we go, though, we have to do our
regular segment.
Regular, yep. very regular since we're on all the time.
Mm.
It's tomorrow's news today.
We contact all the finest TV show psychics, such as Alison Dubois and whoever Jennifer Love Hewitt plays.
Ghost Whisperer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
So I'm sure she has a name. Mrs. Ghost Whisperer.
We call her Wispy.
A bit like Speed Racer. First name Speed, last name Racer. Okay, well, tomorrow's news today. Al's muffins proclaimed delicious by family.
Kevin Rudd makes a green peas joke and millions die of laughter.
All variations in weather now referred to as climate change.
Oh, Al wins Monopoly by a long shot and Colin still
cries.
Doesn't know how to play the game.
Colin still doesn't know how to play the game.
Okay.
Fish and chips proclaimed awesome.
And also a possible cure for cancer.
Fish and chips, possible cure for cancer.
That's what I heard anyway. That's what Alison said. Would you get...
Yeah, I think the Doctors Association are going to come out and say that may or may not be a cure for cancer.
Well, Alison Dubois, she's pretty reliable.
Oh, well, we have to contact Jennifer Love Hewitt. She was out when we're...
together. Anyway, that's tomorrow's news today.
Colin?
Colin?
Well, we're going to stall for a bit because...
Are we?
Yeah, because... Simplay is not working.
Simplay is a thing where we
don't give away trade secrets.
Oh.
Rival radio stations could be listening in.
Watch definitely wants to get a part of this.
Or the Russians. Think of how good their military radio could be if they stole our trade secrets.
If they had stuff like we do, technology like we do.
Okay.
This isn't working. I'm not sure if there's a show after us, but if there is, stay tuned.
Well, thank you for
making sense.
I still haven't worked out this problem, so hopefully it's not much today. Thank you for listening, and if you stay with us from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. thank you very much for spending your time, your night with us.
Props go to Samantha.
Go to sleep tonight. Definitely. Yeah, the award of dedicated loyal listener for the night goes to Samantha.
If this were a Facebook show, you'd get a high five.
I think currently it's a Slurpee.
A Slurpee. There you go.
Is this a virtual Facebook Slurpee or a real Slurpee?
Facebook Slurpee, mate.
Oh, I didn't know you could get Facebook Slurpees. Can you get Facebook Slurpees?